With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Kang, this weekend, congratulations, you and your wife had a baby shower and you survived it.
Yeah, survive is a good word, but because the process leading up to it was not the smoothest of rides, a lot of obstacles to get to that point, other than becoming pregnant, there was the planning the shower and everything else, the family and things like that, but yes, survived, and it turned out great. Had a good time.
What was the hardest part about it? Just coordinating a time and date that worked for everybody, or what?
I would say the hardest part about it was in-law. That's the hardest part about it, for me, personally.
All right.
And that should take care of everything else.
Fair enough.
That would say dealing with the other side.
All right. I'm not going to say anything.
You don't have to go any further than that, Peter.
Surprised you went that far.
I am too.
They don't support my career. No one's listening. I've told you guys this before.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
No, I mean, even my wife doesn't listen. So
fair enough.
You can get away with
it. But it worked out wonderfully.
Yeah.
But while you were there, there was a couple of interesting things that went on. You had a lot of relatives coming in from out of town, correct?
Yeah, friends of what? Relatives from out of town.
And some of them came from states where you cannot buy Mega Millions tickets.
We had my wife's best friend, her husband, and her son stay with us, and they are from Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot purchase Mega Million tickets out in Nevada, which is hilarious because it's one of the six states where everyone else can gamble and buy lotto tickets, but not in Nevada.
You can't win your $1 billion here.
That's right. No Mega Billions for you.
Shuffle that out of state.
So did you, what happened?
Well, I mean, we went around the town, you know, showed them around Detroit, things like that. And one of the stops they definitely wanted to make was a place to buy lotto tickets.
So they actually were... They were buying Mega Millions tickets here.
Oh, for sure. And also not just for themselves, for family and friends back in Las Vegas as well.
Wow. But then you also had people discussing strategies.
At the shower, you know, that was a topic of conversation. It's a long shower, so things are going to come up. And that was one of them, especially with the jackpot being so big. And I heard people say their strategies, which is funny because to have a strategy, you'd think you'd have won before. So for a strategy to work, at least...
Right.
But the strategies I heard were hilarious. One was, I must buy at three different places. They must purchase their tickets at three different places.
Interesting.
Another strategy I heard was, they only will buy at convenient, like a CVS or a Walgreens, like a drugstore.
Okay.
They won't go to a gas station or a liquor store. It must be at a drugstore.
Sorry, buddy.
And the third one I heard, which was funny, was, they will do easy pick, which is, you know, having right. the computer pick for you. But they must purchase one ticket where they pick out the numbers themselves.
Okay. So, one ticket, their own numbers, all the rest easy picks.
That's right.
And these people were discussing their strategies with each other.
That's right.
So the question is, in something that is as random can get, what's your strategy? 248-539-9797. I find this to be fascinating to discuss. The idea that there is strategies that people will employ.
Of course it's dumb. But we all got one,
I didn't
one,
call
don't
it dumb.
We?
I called it interesting.
Doug, we know what you're thinking.
Yeah, we do.
I was thinking it was dumb.
Yeah.
But I didn't say that.
I kind of got one.
Yeah.
You have a strategy?
I don't follow it every time, but I have a... If I have a chance...
Mm-hmm.
I will purchase a ticket in somewhere where I never, ever go, into a city. Not a place, a city that I never frequent. Like, oh, I'm in, I don't know.
I need to drive up to Calumet.
Yes. I'm in Dearborn Heights. I might as well buy a ticket.
Can I ask you a question?
Normally, I don't hang out in Brownstown. However.
I got to buy a ticket.
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, what's the logic behind that? Yeah.
Because I've purchased so many tickets around where I live and have lost so many times. I got to think I'm buying in the wrong city.
Right. It's that one in 300 million chance that you win.
Oh, my bad.
I've never won on the probably 150 times that I've purchased a lotto ticket.
Change it up,
right,
man.
Yeah. No,
Peter, you don't do the same?
No, it makes, I mean.
My bad. That's solid.
It makes sense.
No, that's solid.
But no, I don't do the same.
You're always buying in the 248. You got to change it up.
You're right about that. I'm always buying it because I live in a 248. What about, so you're saying maybe I should go deep in the 586?
Yes. Absolutely. St. Clair Shores is a nice place.
Yes, that's clearly
problem. I'm talking deep in the 586.
Oh,
I'm
like
talking
north.
Like Harrison northeast. Township,
yeah, okay.
Or up towards, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Chesterfield or
yes.
Something. Yes, you should.
Yeah, deep in the 586.
Yeah, then you'll win for sure. 248-539-9797. Do you have a strategy? Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97, won the ticket. Mega Millions. What's it at now? Is this going to be the all-time?
1.6 billion? Is that where we're at?
1.6 billion. Yeah, but that's going up.
Yeah, 1.6 billion, I know, was the record. But they expect to exceed that? Is that correct?
Oh, most definitely.
Okay. So you were at, you know, this past weekend, you had family there for your baby shower. Congratulations, gang, and the lovely Jackie. But you heard people discussing their strategies for buying their Mega Million tickets, where they're going to get them from, where they'd never buy from there, whatever. So do you have a strategy? 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Let's go to Brian in Belleville. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, we're great.
So I used to be a store manager at one of the aforementioned drugstores.
Okay.
And this was, I don't know, a couple years back where it was like up to $600 million or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, you know, my line is 50 people deep with people wanting lottery tickets. This guy walks up to me and he's like, I would like 100 easy picks all on separate tickets. And I look over his shoulder and I'm like, are you kidding me, guy? Do you not see the line of people behind you? That's not going to happen today.
Because you can only go 10 per ticket anyway, right?
Yeah, and that's what I told him. I says, listen, I'll do 10 tickets at 10 lines each, but I am not doing one ticket with one line 100 times.
Was
not going to do it.
Was he doing it because that was his strategy, or?
That was his strategy, superstition. I don't know. He was a, you know, someone that played lottery often. Again, it sounded like a strategy, but I'm like, absolutely not.
Well, yeah, at some point you can say, hey, you can come back some other time. Did you even suggest that when there's no line?
No, I suggested he could go to the gas station that was in the same parking lot as the plaza that this drugstore that I worked at was located.
You just had no problems telling him, get lost.
I no problems at all. I mean, I was literally on that lottery machine for 4 hours straight just printing tickets for people.
Wow.
You know, last week I had a story about people how long did you wait in line for tickets?
Yeah, 3 hours was what I saw on Good Morning America.
I waited none minutes.
Did you?
Yeah. I just walked right up.
So you didn't have to wait 3 hours?
I did not. Kane, did you have to wait at all?
I did not. I won't wait that long.
I didn't have to wait either.
For milk? Would you buy kale?
Yeah. Let's go to Dan in Rochester. Hi, Dan.
What's up, fellas?
Dan?
Well, now, first of all, hear me out. Second of all, this is obviously a dumb and completely unrealistic strategy, but nonetheless, it would work. Now, considering how much the jackpot is at right now, the $1.6
billion,
and there being 302 million number combinations, if you were to buy one of every single number combination, $2 each, even after taking the cash option after taxes, you would still technically come out on top, you know, 300 some odd million or so. But the amount of time that you'd have to put into, you know, writing out, because you'd obviously have to write out every individual ticket. You can't just do easy picks.
Mm-hmm.
To write out the individual 302 million different number combinations would obviously just take, you would need, you know, a ton of people, you know, and then a ton of man hours to do so. So, I mean, yeah, dumb and unrealistic, absolutely. But still, technically speaking, you would have a guaranteed win at that point.
All right, let me think about this. So you're spending 600. Is there 302 million combinations? Is that what the number is?
Yeah, 302 million different number combinations.
Okay. And it takes, what, 10 seconds to fill out one entire 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 with a Powerball of 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I've never filled one out, so I really wouldn't know off the top of my head.
Yeah, I guess technically that would work, although I'm sure somebody out there screaming, no, it wouldn't. No. Here's
the other thing. That, you know, if you've got all that money and you feel like, I'm going to spend $300 million to win it.
Yeah.
Generally, when you get to numbers like this and everybody's purchasing tickets, you're going to have multiple winners.
Yep.
Exactly.
And you're going to get screwed.
Yeah, that's
the number one thing that would hinder you from wanting to do it, because if you would have somebody else hit it, then you'd be splitting it with them. Even one other person would screw you out of making money.
What do we got here? I drove to Omaha for a soccer game last week, and I bought tickets in Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, and Nebraska. There's a strategy. When I play the lotto, I play the numbers from Lost. It worked for Hurley. It can work for me. What is that? What are the numbers from Lost?
You watch that show, Gator?
No. I actually didn't watch the. I parachuted in the series finale to watch the last like 45 minutes.
You knew nothing and just wanted to watch the finale.
And I was so thankful that I didn't waste my time watching the series based on the last 45 minutes. And based on the reaction of people, people reacted. The people that were invested into that, to me, it feels like they reacted to the season finale like I reacted to the season finale of The Hills.
Just
not
pissed.
Happy, huh?
Just disgusted and pissed.
Last Friday, I went to 10 different stores in Washtenaw County to buy tickets. Dexter, Dixboro, Ann Arbor. No rhyme, no reason. But I feel that if I buy more than one ticket at the same location, the odds aren't as great. That's from Carl in Centerline.
Carl!
Kang, your strategy sucks. I live in Brownstown. I've never won either. Don't come downriver. That's from Ryan in a truck.
Whoa. Is that a threat?
Well, I'm going after the show to get tickets now, then.
Kang's right. You only ever hear, I happen to buy a ticket on my way home from X, and I've never been there or played before.
Don't buy tickets where you've purchased before. You've already lost there. Got to change it up.
Yes, very solid strategy. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Ryan is next. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Okay.
So mine's more of a strategy of something that I do not do. And what I don't do is I don't play the same numbers every week. For the simple fact, if I forget to buy a ticket or I'm out of town and my numbers hit, you know, I don't know if I'd ever be able to forgive myself. So I'm an easy pick guy.
Yeah. And I mean, do you ever look to see if your old numbers ever hit?
Yeah, I haven't seen I've never seen where it actually has worked out that way. But,
right. But
you know, I always think, you know, I travel a lot. And I'm like, if I'm ever out of town and if I pick the same numbers every week and they hit, that's going to, you know. I don't know.
Here's why I can't do the pick your own numbers thing. And it's because I can't narrow down numbers to just whatever it is, 6. I can't just, like, if I play Keno at the bar, I've got like a pool of 8 or 10 different numbers that I like to play. But I only go with a pick 4 or pick 5, whatever it is. You know what I mean, Kang?
Are you saying you have too many favorite numbers?
No, it's not about favorite numbers. It's about how I pick. Like, I would pick numbers based on athletes.
Yeah, like Eiserman, 19, right?
Exactly. You know, and then when I start realizing, all right, how do I cut it down? You know, who gets left out the chalk?
It sounds like you have too many favorite numbers,
Gator.
That's
the thing. I guess that's it. Because that's why I just do easy pick.
You got to narrow it down.
Yeah, you do.
I can't do it.
When you play roulette, you just spray the board.
Then you're not serious.
I don't play roulette.
If you're not going to narrow it down, then you're not serious about this.
Get serious, man.
You got to get serious. You're taking this way too. This is amateur play, what you're telling us.
I've watched enough of My Lottery Winning Home or whatever it is on HGTV and hear their stories to know that it is so random. I'm okay with it.
Let's go to Rob.
I don't know if you knew this. Did you know that winning the lottery is random?
Oh, I had no idea. Rob in Livonia. Hi, Rob.
Hey, what's going on? Hi. Yeah, I think Kang's got it right. You know, you really got to spread it around. My wife's actually driving to Chicago for a job interview right now, and she's stopping in, like, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, like, all or Kalamazoo, I mean, and even Indiana, just to get a bunch of tickets. You know, she's got to spread the love, you know? Giggity.
Good strategy. Congratulations, future billionaire right there.
Thank you, Quandary.
You got it.
You dropped a giggity. Let's go to Brian in South Lyon. Hi, Brian.
How you doing, guys?
Brian.
This might be the silliest strategy you've heard so far, but I like to buy a easy pick ticket and then I go to another city and I buy a ticket that I pick the numbers, but I pick the same numbers as my easy pick ticket. So I will possess two winning tickets. And I just feel like it's better that way.
Why?
Because he feels it, Doug.
Well, maybe tax reasons and perhaps the privacy reasons. I could maybe give one to my son.
Okay. All right. Interesting. So you get an easy pick ticket in one place. Easy pick ticket in one place. Go to a different place.
Yeah.
Purchase same numbers.
Pick the same numbers. Yeah. So you're gonna hear two Michigan winners.
Right.
That seems dumb, Brian.
Yeah, because you don't win anymore unless
I know that.
The only way
you less taxes.
Here's the only way you win more is if there's a third person that has the same numbers, and then you get two thirds instead of half.
I don't know if the taxes are any different based on a state. Are they for a lottery win?
That's a guy, though.
I have no idea. I have no experience with that.
All right, let me help you out then. If there is no difference state to state based on the lottery and the taxing situation, will you change your strategy?
No, it's what I do.
Wow. You're throwing $2 away.
My man right there is committed, though. He's committed to his numbers.
Doug, you're right, though. If there's three winning tickets and he's got two of them,
he gets two-thirds of the money.
That's where the strategy comes in, Gator.
Well, okay, fair enough.
It's because our biggest concern collectively is that when I win, I'm going to have to split it with someone.
Look, I mean, $1.6 billion is great, but I had to split it with five other people. This sucks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.